two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's nice and warm, 73 degrees. In developing news on KSL News Radio, one person is dead. Three people have been injured in an active shooting in Atlanta. Police are looking for a man they believe is a suspect, sharing photos on social media of him. ABC News affiliate in Atlanta has a reporter on the scene who knows this area well.
They have no idea where the shooter is. They believe he could be somewhere here in the area, and they've been blocking off street after street after street. Our Steve Osunsami is based there in Atlanta, Georgia, and is just getting looped in on a number of details with regard to this story. Steve, I know you're on the phone. I know you're working the story. Maybe we talk about this area and anything you may know. You're so well-connected and have lived there for decades now. What can you tell us, Steve?
It appears that from what I'm hearing from different people, that the accused shooter walked into this medical facility and may have opened fire on some individuals at a reception area.
Michael Seiden with ABC News TV affiliate WSB is also there.
There are hundreds of law enforcement out here. They are literally on every street covering the heart of Midtown Atlanta. There is the SWAT team out here, tactical units, as they are trying to search for this active shooter.
And stay with KSL News Radio for the very latest on this active shooting situation in Atlanta. Both laws passed by the Utah legislature that would put tight restrictions on abortions are currently on hold. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas tells David Dujanovic the judge overseeing the cases was not hand-selected by either side.
Probably 25 to 30 judges in the third district court, and they are randomly assigned. It's a complete lottery which judge gets a case.
Skordas says the judge has ruled that Planned Parenthood has a strong case, which is why he granted the preliminary injunctions. But Skordas adds the legal process will take some time. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall's budget for the upcoming fiscal year is expected to be $444.5 million. Details from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
KSL.com reports if that budget is passed, it would be about a 4.4% increase from the record $425.5 million budget approved ahead of the current fiscal year. Issues such as housing affordability, road safety, and the environment are cited as she seeks $10 million toward affordable housing investment spending and $20.5 million toward road and sidewalk improvements. Even though she won't request the council raise property taxes, residents can expect to see increases in water fees, sewer, and stormwater fees, according to Salt Lake City Public Utilities officials. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City Council is removing a temporary ban on homeless resource centers that was put in place earlier by the mayor.
The vote was unanimous to end the ban and put in place a new process for building homeless resource centers. The previous process restricted where new centers could get built in Salt Lake City and place a time limit on the application process. Under the new plan, resource centers can be placed in every city zone except manufacturing ones, and there's no time limit in the application process.
Providers have objected that the lack of a time limit means centers could go unbuilt for months or even years. KSL's top national stories. We are learning more about the arrest in Texas of a man accused of killing his neighbors. It took 4 days for police to eventually catch up with him. San Jacinto County District Attorney Todd Dillon says the man's wife was helping him.
What we believe that Ms. Nava was doing is that she was providing him with material aid and encouragement, food, clothes, and had arrange transport to this house.
She's also under arrest and facing criminal charges for helping her husband. The Biden administration and Mexico have reached an agreement on immigration 1 week before a pandemic-era border policy expires. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the president is trying to come up with solutions to stem the migrant influx while being more compassionate with the prior administration.
The president really trying to walk a fine line here. On the one hand, you have Republicans who have pounced, saying that he has taken a more lax immigration policy stance than, of course, his predecessor, former President Trump. But then you have Democrats accusing him of taking too hard of a line.
The solution is that Mexico will continue to take Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Cubans, and Haitians who are turned away from the southern border. A new report shows more evidence of pandemic learning loss.
Nearly all of the nation's eighth graders fell behind in U.S. history and civics in 2022 compared with 2018 on the National Assessment for Education Progress. Just like math and reading scores, which have also plunged, teachers are blaming the onset of COVID-19 and its effects on students. Overall, only 13% of students performed at what's considered a proficient level in U.S. history last year. 46% of students are at the basic level, and 4 in 10 have knowledge that's below what's considered the basic level. All those numbers down from 5 years ago.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's nice and quiet on the Valley Freeway so far, but traffic on I-15, you are sailing right along north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. We still have a right lane blocked eastbound at the mouth of Provo Canyon on Highway 189, but you can get around it. Just stay to the left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Lawmakers will meet to avoid a default.
I'm more nervous about this one.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
When interest rates rise, it's not all bad. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, helping you understand why now is the time to purchase an annuity. Annuities are the only products that will guarantee you an income you can't outlive. It's those guarantees that are tied to treasury rates. And as we know, those rates are at 40-year highs. If you're in or within 10 years of retirement, use this to your advantage. This is exactly why it's possible to receive up to a 25% upfront bonus for income, and why it is possible to receive up to 10% per year for income growth. It's because of the high interest rates. Don't let anyone tell you it's not true, but also don't wait. Interest rates and these guarantees will eventually come down. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on claims paying ability of the issuing insurance.
Oh, ouch! Oh, my back is killing me.
Is this you? When you get in and out of your truck bed, as you work from your truck or van, reaching up for tools, equipment, materials, ladders, and heavier items? There is a better way, a safer way. And Jordan Camper at 7000 South State in Midvale has the solutions, such as drop-down ladder racks that lower ladders to the side of your vehicle for safe and easy loading and unloading to prevent back injuries and keep your business efficient. Instead of climbing up or on your knees to get stuff out of your truck bed, we feature slide-out truck beds that come to you. At Jordan Camper, we carry lots of step-up bars, easier to get into higher vehicles, and rear doorsteps for vans. Family-owned and operated for five generations, Jordan Camper is Utah's longest-operated truck top and accessory shop. We have a great showroom. Come into 7000 South State in Midvale and check us out. JordanCamper.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, one person is dead, multiple others injured, including three that are hospitalized after a shooting in Atlanta. Police say the suspect is still at large. We'll continue to bring you up to date here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:08. Discarded marijuana joints are becoming a growing health hazard for dogs in multiple states.
Pet owner Colleen Briggs took her toy poodle to the vet when the pup got sick. Her veterinarian gave some shocking news. Her eight-month-old pooch Bondi was, well, stoned.
As the vet said, he looks like a drunken sailor.
In places like New York City, people can smoke weed out in the open. Veterinarian Amy Atta says sidewalks and parks are now littered with unfinished marijuana cigarettes.
I see joints on the street, I see people smoking on the street, and I see dogs looking around for something to find.
The ASPCA says cases of marijuana poisonings among dogs are rising nationwide. The animal rights group reports an 11% increase last year from the year before. Bobby Keena Calvan, New York.
A new ranking of America's national parks doesn't put any of Utah's Mighty Five near the top. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports on how being too popular is a detriment.
Overcrowding is the biggest mark against our national parks. The Deseret News reports Zion National Park saw almost 5 million visitors in 2022 and received low marks in affordability. That's according to data gathered by Travel Lemming. It ranked the parks in areas of online reviews, affordability, biodiversity, and crowding.
Virginia's Shenandoah National Park took the top spot. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
It's a beautiful day for a drive. Valley Freeway traffic looking good with no problems there. We have the cleanup of what was an earlier crash in Provo Canyon, eastbound Highway 189, right at the mouth of the canyon, and also a report of a possible accident, 1300 East, about 4200 South. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy, Cedar City and Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
With low pressure still parked over the San Francisco Bay Area, that puts us under southerly flow. Another day of low 80s, partly cloudy skies for this afternoon. Overnight lows low to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, how about a high of 73 with a slight chance for thunderstorms? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Very nice, 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And just a reminder, if you do see breaking news, or you want breaking news, I should say, you can text the word news to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. And coming up, the cleanup is almost finished after a mudslide raged across Little Cottonwood Canyon Road yesterday. We'll check in that progress next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
One of the things that drew me to the SOTA weight loss program, SOTA stands for state of the art, is that I do the program entirely over the phone. I am so busy, Tim, as so many of our listeners are. I didn't have time to drive anywhere. I don't want to drive anywhere and check in with people, have an appointment. I don't even want to talk on the phone. I just text now. It is the most time-efficient way not only of losing the 34 pounds I lost, but of keeping it off on maintenance. Now, I talk to my nutritionist, you know, once every couple of weeks, once a month. I can talk to her more if I want to, but she's there to back me up and keep me on track.
No counting calories, no pills, no appetite suppressants, and it is that relationship with your nutritionist from the very beginning that really makes the difference. So you have that support, but you also have that accountability. And while they're creating good eating habits for you, the accountability that comes along with it is going to help you stay on track for the rest of your life and keep that weight off. Go to SOTAweightLoss.com, spelled S-O-T-A. Thank Tim and Amanda, because SOTA Weight Loss is state of the art.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com. Or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
America's largest producer of gun shows, Crossroads of the West, comes to the Golden Spike Event Center at the Weber County Fairgrounds this weekend. Check it out.
Awesome selection.
Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Golden Spike Event Center at the Weber County Fairgrounds. From 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Your ticket is good both days.
The quality of this particular show is extremely high, and the prices have been very fair.
Hundreds of tables for everyone, from the once-a-year hunter to the avid collector. Crossroads features new and used guns, ammo, gun safes, reloading supplies, knives, hunting equipment, scopes, accessories, and more.
I'm going to tell my friends to come out here tomorrow. Check it out.
Collector guns, military guns, handguns, rifles, shotguns, and police supplies. Summit wholesale prices, books, jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
They don't have it here. They don't have it.
This Saturday and Sunday, the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. This is the big one. Now coming with the show at the Golden Spike Event Center at the Weber County Fairgrounds, where you can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
At least one person is dead and three others injured in Atlanta after an active shooter situation where police are still searching for the suspect. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobain.
Second, a former friend of Lori Vallow-Daybell testified in court today that Lori had threatened to kill her years ago. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
We have a report of an accident at about 1300 East, 4200 South. I'm not able to see it and confirm that in the traffic cameras, but I can see that a right lane is blocked eastbound Highway 189 at the mouth of Provo Canyon. You've got room to get around it, and there are no delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our last day in the 80s, then a cool down. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies, 75 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Happening now in Atlanta, police searching for a gunman in the city's downtown after authorities say he started shooting at a medical facility earlier today. Police say one person is dead, four others injured, and taken to area hospitals. ABC's Steve Osunsami on what we know so far.
It appears that, from what I'm hearing from different people, that the accused shooter walked into this medical facility and may have opened fire on some individuals at a reception area.
Police described the gunman as armed and dangerous and released pictures of a man wearing a gray sweatshirt and backpack. Nearby businesses also impacted. One witness says he was told to stay put.
I wasn't in the building where it happened. I was getting lunch at a restaurant right next door. But they had a shelter in place until the situation was under control.
Local police, along with SWAT teams, blocking off roads as they continue to search for the gunman this hour. It is day two of the Writers Guild strike, affecting 11,000 TV and film screenwriters. It follows a breakdown in contract talks between the union and studios, and they're asking for pay raises and residuals from streaming platforms. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Los Angeles.
Everyone wants to get some sort of agreement on the table, renew those contracts so then we can move forward with all sorts of productions. But until then, that's where the screenwriters say that they're holding firm and plan to continue striking day after day, meaning your favorite late night shows, they're airing reruns. This goes into the weekend. We're looking at Saturday Night Live not being live.
Disney, the parent company of ABC, is involved in negotiations. Interest rates from credit cards to mortgages going up again. The Fed wrapping up its policy meeting, and it's raised interest rates another 0.25%. That as the Fed works to tame inflation. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Heavy machinery is being used to clean up the piles of mud and debris scattered across the road in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. John, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Maria.
I mean, what a year for you guys anyway. That was just a ton of mud on the road.
It really was. We're making great progress right now in cleaning it up. We've got a lot of the debris cleared out of the road, but you said it. It was a big mess. We had about 100 feet wide and about 4 feet deep over the top of the road there. And so the first priority was getting the drainage cleared out this morning and making sure that the water had the place to go through with the pipes there, because once they get clogged, that's where you see the water kind of build up over the road. And that's really what our focus has been throughout the canyon today, is just clearing out the drainage. And, it's the ground is so saturated. There's a lot of areas that it's just seeping down the hillside there. And, And we just want to make sure that before we open up the road, that it's safe to do so.
John, describe for us what an effort it was or is to clean up all that mud.
Oh, it's a massive effort. If you think about mud and you think maybe soft and just flowing, but this was thick, heavy, almost like cement and concrete when it dried, and it brought down with it rocks, trees, stumps and everything that you can imagine. And so we had our heavy equipment out there, and our folks have been working, nonstop to get it cleared. But this is just, what we anticipated. And one of the reasons that we kept the canyon closed all day yesterday, because with the record temperatures that we're seeing, we knew that there was going to be some type of activity with wet avalanches, rocks coming loose and coming down potentially on the road or even mudslides. I mean, this was very extreme, but it's one of the reasons that we kept the canyon closed, just because we just weren't comfortable with the risk.
You mentioned that preventative work. Are there still some other spots that you have your eye on, though, that could also slide down?
Right now, we're not looking at any areas that look like we could see a repeat of yesterday. But that said, there's a lot of mountainside there, and there's a lot of opportunity for the ground to be unstable. And so we're ready. We've got the drainage cleared out and should be able to handle it. But that said, you can only be so ready for something like this. And then your focus turns to immediately responding and getting it cleaned up.
When do you anticipate people might be able to go up and down the canyon again?
Well, we're in the process right now. We have our geotech folks up there, and we're flying drones. We flew the helicopter with DPS yesterday to kind of assess the situation. We're still in that process right now, so we don't have an estimated time of opening, but the hope is, we'll be able to open the canyon at some point here. We just want to make sure that it's a safe situation, and that the very worst case scenario is if you have traffic moving through there and you had a situation like this, that's something we want to prevent.
Right. Safety first. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Maria.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. KSL News Time, it is past 12:19. Traffic and weather together is sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And Ricky, you heard, not ready to open the canyon yet.
No, and if anybody saw pictures of that mudslide,
yes,
oh, goodness, it must have been about 4 feet high at least. It looked, it was just phenomenal to see that kind of force come down the road, come down the side of the mountain and cover that roadway. Well, right now, as we've said, Little Cottonwood Canyon still closed. Big Cottonwood Canyon is opened at this time. And for those who are traveling any of the other valley freeways, you're going to see a very nice drive in progress. Light traffic, no accidents or delays. Experience the best in funk and soul music. Tower of Power, live August 10th at the Kinley Amphitheater in Layton. Tickets on sale now at davisarts.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We're going from warm to cool. 80 degrees today, partly cloudy skies, another day of excessive snowmelt. Tomorrow, a little bit of a reprieve, 73 with a slight chance for thunderstorms, 66 chance for showers on Friday, 65 on Saturday, again a slight chance for some showers. We keep showers in the forecast through Sunday, high of 64, keep it in the mid-60s to start out next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 75 degrees. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Taking a look at the numbers on Wall Street after the Fed decided to raise interest rates by another quarter point, and still positive numbers. We'll check your money news coming up next.
The Utah Division of Emergency Management says make a plan, get a kit, be informed, and get involved. Let this be what guides you to have your family prepared for any emergency at any moment. Make a plan. Learn protective actions for hazards in your area. Then identify an out-of-state contact to help reunite your family in a disaster. Get a kit by gathering emergency supplies for each family member. Also, create a prioritized evacuation grab list. Be informed, identify, register for, and heed the warning systems used in your area. And finally, get involved. Get more information on Be Ready Utah's website and share it with your family, friends, and neighbors. Remember, when family members know what to do, you'll all be ready to handle any emergency. Visit beready.utah.gov and get details. That's beready.utah.gov. A message from Be Ready Utah and the Division of Emergency Management.
At Weedman, we believe your lawn should make you proud. It should make you happy every single day. A Weedman lawn is that perfect staycation spot for making memories with your family and friends. An outdoor oasis that allows you to instantly relax and unwind. For over 50 years, Weedman has made backyard dreams come true by using only the finest products, like our exclusive golf course quality fertilizers, to give your grass exactly what it needs right when it needs it. The result? A lush, healthy lawn ready for your next outdoor nap, family football game, or backyard barbecue. So don't settle for less when it comes to your yard. Rely on the local professionals at Weedman. We'll transform your lawn into that beautiful outdoor space you deserve. Visit Weedman.com today for your free no-obligation quote. At Weedman, we care for your lawn.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1225. Fear Factory is paying it forward for two Salt Lake City schools.
You probably know Fear Factory as a building embellished with scary creatures and ghouls that sits just off I-15. But the haunted house just paid off the school lunch balances at Mountain View Elementary School and Parkview Elementary in Salt Lake. The co-founder and CEO of Fear Factory says it would break his heart hearing his grandkids talk about kids in their classes who couldn't afford to eat school lunch. A report from Feeding America shows 1 in 10 Utah children face hunger. Now the CEO is challenging other businesses to find ways to join the fight against hunger. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
We do have breaking news on KSL News Radio. We've been telling you about this shooting in an Atlanta hospital. The hospital now holding a news conference. Let's listen in live.
Surgeons, multiple staff in the trauma bay itself. We cleared out any patients who were currently in the Marcus Trauma Center. And we were fully prepared. We were anticipating up to 12 patients. Fortunately, we only received four. But we were completely prepared for it. We had all the staff that we needed. We had all the ancillary staff that we needed. We had chaplains there. We had security there. Everyone that was needed was in the place.
And are you guys prepared just in case there are more?
Yes. Yes. We have stopped our mass casualty call now, but we are prepared. We initially stopped visitors because we weren't sure where the shooter is. We are confident now that we can let visitors back in. We never locked the hospital down. We just wanted to stop visitors just in case there was anything going on. I'm sorry, I couldn't. Yeah. So when we activate our mass casualty event, that immediately starts our command center. we bring all the surgeons, all the nurses, all the ancillary staff to the trauma center itself. It goes out over both remotely through phones as well as announced over the loudspeaker. And then we start clearing out operating rooms, and we start clearing out the emergency department in case we need additional space.
I know you can't give us a lot of information that could identify, but can you tell us if these are adults, children, any age ranges?
They're all adults.
Any genders, anything along those lines?
No, I don't have that.
Have their families been notified? Are they here?
We know that a couple of families are here, but I don't know about the other ones.
You said originally you were preparing for 12. Did
yes.
the original call come in that there might be 12 coming?
That's what we heard initially. But I think in any of these situations, there's a lot of confusion, as you know.
You are listening to a news conference out of Atlanta where one person has died and four people are in the hospital after being shot. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. Also, a breaking news story. The Federal Reserve has just raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point, now up to 5%. This is a small change, but it follows nine other recent raises. It's all aimed at cooling inflation. The Federal Reserve expected to speak at any moment on that as well. The Dow right now is up by 50 points, sitting at 33,734. S&P 500 up by 18, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 102.
We're watching rivers from Ogden to Nephi 24-7. Crews are working on Immigration Creek, so keep listening for the first alert of problems.
Volunteers in the state are coming out in force to fill sandbags.
Get the latest mornings and afternoons at 102.7 FM and stream us throughout the day at kslnewsradio.com.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group Financial Advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
KSL News Time, 1229, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Quiet on I-15, 215, I-80, and the 21st South Freeway. We've had a little bit of busy traffic on State Street in the Sandy Draper area, anywhere from 90th to 114th South, but pretty quiet overall with no accidents on your freeways or main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we've got one last day in the low 80s for this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, another round of excessive snowmelt. Overnight lows in the low to mid 50s, and for tomorrow, highs in the low to mid 70s with a slight chance for thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1231, 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. It seems that we're keeping most of the flooding at bay after this week's warm days, and people in Immigration Canyon are getting some help prepping from a pair of missionaries. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live with that story. Lindsay?
Yeah, Maria, they're not in suits and ties, so you'd really never recognize the two men filling sandbags about a mile into Immigration Canyon.
It doesn't matter how many we fill. Every time we come back, they're always gone. So we make sure to come out as often as possible because there's clearly still a need.
Their black name tags reveal elders Brandon Newbro and Taylor Sorensen.
We asked our mission president. He said we could come out here for at least an hour every day.
But they say they may never know who's benefiting from their filling.
It makes us feel like we're doing a good thing. We're doing the right thing because we know that people are actually using them.
But they obviously don't mind, and with that creek running high and fast in the backyard of homes, they'll keep filling them for as long as they're needed. Reporting live, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Some flood warnings remain in place with one more 80-degree day on tap today. Flood warnings are in place for Garden City and the Little Bear River near Paradise, as well as the South Fork of the Ogden River and Immigration Creek. The Sevier River near Hatch is also under a flood warning, but some relief is coming.
A lot of these waterways will, their crests will be going below flood stage as we get later into the week and into the weekend, and should provide some relief at that time.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Traphagen says temperatures this weekend will drop to the 60s. No, all of Utah's mountain basins do not measure above average for snowpacks. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer has more.
It's not surprising that the 2023 water year has been significant and the melt is too. Mildee East and Big Cottonwood Canyon reportedly has a massive amount of snow remaining, and they'd like the snow to melt off more instead of keeping it until the spring. Lookout Peak above Immigration Canyon hasn't melted nearly as much, just a few inches off the top. The county's watershed managers say there's 50 inches of snow water in that pack. In City Creek Canyon, a third of the snowpack melted off in this last warm spell. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
It's probably no surprise, but Salt Lake City was cooler than normal in April. But KSL News Radio's Tom Haraldson reports it was surprisingly drier than normal as well.
We were about 1.5 degrees cooler than normal last month and only had 78% of normal precipitation. That said, Aprils are getting warmer in Salt Lake City, up by 2.8 degrees since 1970.
The Climate Prediction Center says Utah will probably be a bit cooler than normal again this month. A stunning admission at the murder trial of Lori Vallow Daybell when a friend of Lori's took the stand. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has more.
Audrey Baratiero told the jury this morning that Vallow Daybell threatened to kill her during a visit to Idaho. Apparently, she was told that Vallow Daybell wasn't in the mental space to do so yet, but when she was, she would, quote, cut her up and bury her where no one would ever find her. Vallow Daybell's defense has argued against the admission, saying Baratiero never recounted this story to the grand jury.
Right now, the court is in a lunch break, but will resume soon with a detective who worked on the case. KSL's top national stories. The search is on in Atlanta for a suspect who police say opened fire in a busy area. At least one person has died. Multiple others are hurt. Michael Seiden with ABC News TV affiliate WSB is near the scene with more.
There are hundreds of law enforcement out here. They are literally on every street covering the heart of Midtown Atlanta. There is the SWAT team out here, tactical units, as they are trying to search for this active shooter.
This man tells our ABC News affiliate in Atlanta that he was at the adjacent building when police told him he needed to evacuate.
I work in the building right next to where the shooting took place, and I was going on my lunch break. I was crossing over to go into Whole Foods, and all of a sudden, they was pushing us out of the building, pushing us further back into the streets, telling us to get away from the building where the active shooter were at, and just telling us to get back.
And again, right now, we have one person who has died, four who were in the hospital with injuries, and police are still looking for the suspect. We'll continue to monitor the situation. Other national stories KSL is following. Russia is now claiming that Ukraine launched two drones above the Kremlin in Moscow in an attempt to harm President Vladimir Putin. More from ABC's Patrick Reeval in London.
If this was, though, a drone strike on the Kremlin, this would obviously be a major breach of security for Russia. Equally, though, we can't rule out that this could also be some kind of false flag attempt by Russia to try and whip up more pro-war feeling among the Russian population.
It reportedly happened in the overnight hours, and Putin was not at the Kremlin at the time of the incident. Ukraine has denied any involvement and suggests that Russia might have carried it out themselves. A U.S. official telling ABC News that they can't confirm or validate the drone attack, but they are looking into it. COVID-era rules on immigration in the U.S. end a week from tomorrow. ABC News reporter Jim Ryan reports businesses and governments along the southern border expect a major surge.
The sounds of bullhorn warnings and simulated explosives echoed through downtown Brownsville, Texas, Tuesday.
We were very alarmed because it's so close to home.
Valeria Chapa watched as federal, state, and local law enforcers trained for potential disturbances and mass migration attempts that may come with the end of Title 42. With or without a new surge in migrants, Chapa says.
The downtown area is not as safe as people say, but it does make me feel more safe.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We have a vehicle fire called out at 5600 West, 700 South. Right now, I'm looking at delays that have just set in on southbound I-15 going through Farmington. I don't have an accident reported, but wow, these are very slow and go speeds on southbound I-15 as you go from about Park Lane to just past the Highway 89 merge and split on southbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1237.
When has a reliable forecast ever been so important? Record temperatures is a bad equation. These temps are melting that snow. So use traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Listen mornings and afternoons to KSL News Radio.
I found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
Attention all homeowners. It's time to get inspired and upgrade your living space. The Salt Lake Spring Home Expo is back and better than ever. For the ultimate home improvement experience, visit the Mountain America Expo Center May 5th through May 7th. Discover the latest trends in remodeling, outdoor living, and so much more. Meet face-to-face with local and national vendors and contractors. Take advantage of their expertise and advice on any home improvement project you have in mind. Don't miss out on this chance to save big on all your home improvement needs. And the best part? Admission is completely free. Come on down to the Salt Lake Spring Home Expo at the Mountain America Expo Center, May 5th through May 7th. Open Friday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Get ready to be inspired and transform your home into the space you've dreamed of. The Salt Lake Home Expo is sponsored by Home Depot. Visit saltlakehomeexpo.com for more. See you there.
KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in with Ricky.
Well, I'm seeing traffic come to almost a crawl on southbound I-15, and in some places it is. While the left lane does seem to be moving, a KSL traffic trooper is saying southbound I-15 at the Highway 89 merge at State Street in Farmington, three right lanes closed to traffic. Not sure what's causing this. We don't have a crash reported, and I can't see it in the cameras other than the delays, but we'll keep an eye on that situation and update you as it becomes available. We do have a crash with the right lane still blocked. This is eastbound Highway 89 at the mouth of Provo Canyon, and a vehicle fire 5600 West, 700 South. The best blanket ever is the best Mother's Day gift ever. A Minky Couture blanket is the gift she'll love. Visit your local Minky Couture for special neighborhood deals or minkycouture.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today's the last of a four-day spring heat wave. We'll go for 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms, high of 73. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 75 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, Salt Lake Mayor Aaron Mendenhall has unveiled a large budget for the upcoming year, but not everyone is happy with what's in it. Stay with us. We'll go in depth coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. Our golf course quality, timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, I thought you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Debbie B. wrote, "We used a company that couldn't get our lawn to look like we wanted. We contacted Weedman, and within the first season, our lawn looked awesome. Would recommend them in a heartbeat." Thanks, Debbie. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free no-obligation quote and see for yourself how easy we are to deal with. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Ethan C., who said, "I've tried other companies, and they do not compare to the quality of the service done by Weedman. The best in the business, hands down." Thank you, Ethan. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Quarters. Just 25 cents. That's hardly anything, right? The retirement specialists at Capital Wealth Advisors see quarters a little differently. A quarter is a lot when it's a quarter of your retirement savings. Do you want to pay 25% or more in taxes during your retirement? Capital Wealth Advisors can create a plan to help address taxes in retirement. If the only time you think about taxes is when you file them, you do not have a tax strategy. But it's not too late to get one with the help from Capital Wealth Advisors. Act now to make sure you're not paying a quarter, dime, or even a penny more than you should. Call the team at Capital Wealth Advisors at 801-210-5500 to schedule your complimentary retirement tax analysis. A quarter saved is a quarter earned. Call 801-210-5500 now. That's 801-210-5500. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Ryan Meeks. I have a podcast called The Path of Art, where I talk with creative people about how they're finding success in fields that many people are told not to go into. Listen to some of the things that they had to say.
There's something to be said about just being very tenacious.
I just kept painting and applying to shows.
Don't give up.
Don't just quit. You know, find out what that next step's going to be.
If you can channel your fear into optimistic excitement, it changes everything.
Listen to The Path of Art wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Neighbors are telling us what they heard during an officer-involved shooting in Syracuse last night. They say they haven't seen anything like this before. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, we're monitoring an active shooter situation in Atlanta. One person is dead, four injured. Police are looking for the alleged shooter and telling people in the area to shelter in place. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
We have eyes on it now. It looks to be an accident southbound on I-15 at the Highway 89 merge. This is about the State Street area of Farmington. And they do have it moved over to the right, but it's still blocking at least two right lanes of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a high of 80 today, then a cool down with showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
75 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In Atlanta, police still searching for a gunman after a shooting in the city's downtown today. Authorities say one person is dead, four others injured after the gunman began shooting inside the Laureate Medical Center. Broadcastify capturing audio as officers arrived on scene.
There was a female shot. She's seriously bleeding. Shot in the side and the back.
Police and SWAT team members searching the downtown area after the gunman fled and say he's considered armed and dangerous. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says it takes time in the busy area filled with workers, residents, and businesses.
Saving people obviously is a second by second thing. You clear the building, you get the surviving victims out, you make sure that building's secure. And then at the same time, obviously, because you have a lot of manpower, you're clearing the surrounding buildings.
Authorities released photos of the suspected gunman wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt and backpack. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake Mayor Aaron Mendenhall's proposed budget is asking for a record $444.5 million. But some critics are worried that it doesn't do enough to solve the unaffordable housing crisis. Executive Director of Unsheltered Utah, Wendy Garvin, says it's important to remember how much housing costs right now.
If you're looking at one of the affordable housing projects that's going up in the city right now, the base cost to buy the property was $12 million. And then it was like $6 or $7 million of renovations necessary to take that, as it turned out, an old motel and turn it into affordable housing. So when you say $10 million to somebody like me, that sounds like a lot of money until you start to go and look at how much these projects actually cost. And then you start to realize that that's about the same amount of money that they allocated for staff in the police chief's office. And then you start to get a better grasp of how far that money is really going to go. And frankly, it's not going to go very far at all.
Now, Garvin also tells Davin Dujanovic that she doesn't know how much money is really needed right now for affordable housing.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.